This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And to the right of me, we have Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Phone lines will be accessible over the next hour, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We are showing you our works because of the faith that Christ has bestowed upon us, Galatians 2:21, and in us and through us. And this is also the radio show where we think for ourselves. And, of course, we make not the others the measure of our conduct and stuff. Can you explain to us why that may be?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ, and we always want the heart of God and make sure that we're led by the Spirit. As the Word of God says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Now, I want to go over this little quote here by Ben Franklin. You know, people think that he wasn't very religious, but he was so much so, even more so than the quote-unquote Christians of today. He said, "I wish it," meaning Christianity, "were more productive of good works. I mean real good works, not holy day keeping, sermon hearing, or making long prayers filled with flatteries and compliments despised by wise men and much less capable of pleasing the deity." See, he even knew that Christianity in his day that he saw, he wished it had more good works. And of course, we show our faith by our works. We have to keep that in mind. It's not just about going to church on Sunday and praying long prayers when you're out in public. It's about day to day having a union with Christ that people can see visibly, that they know that surely God is in you of a truth. John Jay said, "The Bible is the best of all books, for it is the Word of God and teaches us the way to be happy in this world and in the next. Continue, therefore, to read it and regulate your life by its precepts." There are so many trials and hardships that people go through that could be completely eliminated from their lives if they'd simply follow the precepts found in the Word of God. Men forget that they reap what they sow. They wonder, why is my life so horrible? Why am I so depressed? Well, what kind of seeds are you planting in your life? Because you're bound to reap what you sow. Benjamin Rush, another great founding father, said this: "Let the children," meaning your children, "be carefully instructed in the principles and obligations of the Christian religion. This is the most essential part of education." So obviously, if your children are going to state-run government schools, they are not getting and being carefully instructed in the principles and obligations of the Christian religion. Therefore, it is up to us as parents, as Christians, patriots, and those that are looking after our own children as one that will give an account, to make sure that they are educated at home. If they're not getting those principles at school, and they're being indoctrinated and outright, oh my goodness, all the things going on in public schools is enough to make you cringe today. Bottom line is, if you really love your kids, you need to take them out and take their education into your own hand. It was Benjamin Rush who said, Christianity is the only true and perfect religion. So we need to understand, the Bible says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So if we want to make sure that they're not going to depart from the faith, we have to instill the faith into them when they're young. So some words of wisdom and advice here on this Monday afternoon from our founding forefathers.
Well, cool. I appreciate that. Well, interestingly enough, we go over to Barack Hussein Obama in Maryland there. The magic that President Obama once enjoyed at political rallies appears to have vanished into thin air as a crowd of spectators walked out on the president during a speech for, guess who? His own, the Democrats, Sunday in Maryland. Folks, I'm not getting caught up into the party, paradigm. I'm just simply showing you, friends, his own people are turning on him. And what a perfect time to bring this up due to the fact that over the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about the fact that he doesn't have the support that the American people believe that he does. Namely, those that have the power to do the right thing. You've got to quit subjecting yourself to the lies that the state-run media throws down on you. And here's a prime opportunity for me to show you again what you're being told to the state-run media is just simply not the truth. Now, going back to Barack Hussein Obama, during an appearance for Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown, who's running for governor of Maryland, early departures of crowd members while he spoke underscored his continuing unpopularity. And by the way, Reuters reported this, friends, and again, going back to the paradigm of the party system, the left and the right, you got to keep in mind that they lean to the left quite a bit, so they're actually telling the truth on their own. They're departing from him, friends, because they now realize that, listen, he is a radical, he is out of control. And again, we shared with you on Saturday how Adolf Hitler, when he was in power, people didn't take him serious until he got into power, and then after that, it was too late. Well, that's exactly what you're seeing here, but hopefully the American people still have enough time to get away from this individual and actually pull back the curtain on him and pull down his unconstitutional, unlawful policies that he's thrown on the American people. So in other words, friends, the American people, even on his own side, are beginning to resist him and to throw him off. So you've got to vote, Obama repeated numerous times at the rally in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, not far from the nation's capital. He said, there's no excuses. The future is up to us. Well, what do you mean? You've got to vote. You've got to vote. Speaking to his following, speaking to his party. There are no excuses. The future is up to us, Obama said. Go find your friends to vote. Go get your cousins to vote. Get your uncle to vote. Haven't people found that early on, anybody that associates themselves with this criminal in the White House, they are smeared at the polls? In other words, people are running from him on both sides of the aisles, friends, because wherever he comes to actually promote a candidate or advocate some individual that he wants to be put into power, guess what happens? People go the other direction. So he's having the opposite effect of what he's trying to promulgate again or advocate. There was also a heckler. Obama was saying there are no excuses. The future is up to us. The heckler was a pro-immigration reform protester holding up a handwritten sign stating, not one more. The problem is I'm actually for immigration reform, Obama asserted. Is this guy serious? Of course, he should be protesting the folks who are blocking it, but that's okay. Maryland, we have made progress. Okay, Obama said, as he listed prize achievements of his presidency, such as Obamacare, don't let folks say otherwise. But Obama also admitted, tonight we're here because we know that there's work to do, which he said, including battling terrorism and infectious disease, his sole reference to Ebola in his address. When you cast a vote, you've got a choice to make, Obama said, between two different visions for America. Folks, how many constitutions do we have? Those veterans, when they're fighting and bleeding, are they fighting for two Americas or one? Let's get this right. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We were just talking about people on his own side of the aisle, as they would say. They walked out on him. Barack Hussein Obama, during a campaign. Well, he's actually campaigning for this lieutenant governor out there, and it completely backfired. His own people stood up and walked out on him. See, friends, this is the message that I've been paying attention to since day one, that he doesn't have the support. He's never had the support. The beginning, that was genuine. There was sincere support for the president up until a couple weeks into his administration, his presidency. All of a sudden, people started to pull away from him thinking, wait a second, this guy's, he's radical. He's out of control. Now, just wait until the homosexuals actually figure out and the atheists actually figure out and the socialists actually figure out that, wait a second, that he's their greatest enemy. Because he does mean what he says, because we know for the most part, friends, there's nothing true about his administration. There's nothing true about his record. We know that he spent millions of dollars burying all of his personal information. Again, we can just go on and on and on and on with this administration and the crimes that they have committed against we the people. But here again, just a prime opportunity for us to share with you, my friends, to prove the point that we've always been telling you this. Now, I also want to jump over to another topic, because I think this is another one for you to understand, friends.
Can I say one thing before we jump over? So going back to this Obama thing, you know, when he's talking about when you cast that vote, you've got a choice to make between two very different visions for America, think?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and this is what he went on to say. He said, I believe that Republicans are patriots, that they love their country, but they are a broken record. I'm sorry. What would be your record? It would be a broken record of lies.
Well, they're both
lies.
Sides of the aisle are broken.
Of course.
I mean, people are tired of the
lies,
rhetoric. Yeah.
Lies and more lies. But the point is, when you're looking at, he's saying, you know, hope is better. Hope is a better choice, and we're selling hope. You're not selling hope at all. You're selling
lies.
Fear. You're selling lies. You're selling your criminal administration to the people. And people need to understand this, that yes, we have one constitution. You vote for a man or a woman who upholds that constitution, whose record has proven that they are upholding the constitution,
right,
and standing for life and all
that,
these different things.
I think that should bother every American as to what the president of the United States is saying right now. You have a decision to make. You know, really what he's saying is, whose side are you on? In other words, he's using the divide and conquer card again through his deceptive manner, in which he's done since day one. But the fact of the matter is, for the American people to actually believe that there's two different sides of America is completely untrue. Now, if you ask, well, let's go back to 1944, okay? If we were to go back and ask a grandpa or a grandma that lost a son or a daughter in World War II, what do you think that they would say concerning the American cause and why their son was sacrificed? Was it honorable or was it dishonorable? Well, they would say for sure it was honorable. Well, why would it be honorable? Well, they fought dying and bleeding and losing life and limb in many cases, magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic. It was common knowledge to know that we were a republic back then. And most people knew the Bible, and most people knew their constitution, because it was mandatory in public schools throughout the United States of America, as did they know the George Washington farewell address. Okay? Now, if I was to say to one of them individuals that sacrificed their son or daughter to give us the freedoms that we have today, you know, what do you think of the president's statements talking about how, you know, basically he's dividing the line between, you know, the left and the right? Did your son or did your daughter fight, bleed, and die to, well, fight for the Democrats or fight for the Republicans? Well, they would have enough common sense to come back and say, first of all, we don't have three constitutions. We have one. And we also need to go back again, friends. I cannot leave this out. We have to understand who gave us the laws that we have. And I want to tell you that love is a companion of the truth. We don't depart from the truth and take one side of the aisle because, well, it's our favorite party. Well, we just believe this week, and, you know, maybe somewhere down the line, maybe we'll become friends with those Republicans over there because we'll agree with them too. Well, the fact of the matter is, folks, we have one constitution, and those that are fighting, bleeding, and dying, magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic, they swear, before they serve we the people, to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies. And what we need to do is we need to understand we need to stand against what we're seeing in the White House right now, because America, for the most part, believes that for some reason that he has a right to desecrate the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have. He is dividing. He is dishonoring. He is desecrating the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have by dividing America, because those that sacrificed to give us what we have today, they didn't divide. We are one nation under God. We're not 14 different nations. You know, this president just last week, friends, went over to France and was telling the people over there, again through a contrived lie, a massive lie, that America is one of the biggest Muslim nations in the world. And then we exposed that for what it was. We showed you the numbers. There's 4.5 million professed Muslims in America. And then he goes over there and he's, what is he doing? He's inciting other nations against us. And he's also opening the doors by leaving the southern borders open to the foreigners that are coming through into America. He's inviting those people to come in to destroy America. And friends, also keep in mind, the only people that support this corrupt administration are America's enemies. From without, we have Cuba, we have Venezuela, we have Russia, we have China, we have the Saudis. They all love Barack Hussein Obama. But friends, there are sworn enemies. And from within, he has the support. He enjoys the support from the atheists and the communists and the homosexual communities. Which, when you look in our Constitution and the enumerated laws and state statutes throughout the United States of America, you'll find out that the atheists and all these other people, the homosexuals, folks, the law is not on their side. You should be offended at what offends God, the God who gave you your rights concerning what's going on here. But in going back and saying all of this, friends, to say what I've been saying for years, Friends, when you have his party standing up and walking out on him, heckling him, calling him out for what he is, saying enough is enough, they're beginning now to realize that this isn't a game. He really means to destroy the United States of America. There's no question about it. He knows it, and the American people know it. But I think, again, going back to what I always say on this radio program, friends, to allow this man and his criminal administration to have another 2 years to give him just permission to destroy the United States of America and everything that you know, you need to understand through your silence, if you are remaining silent, you need to understand that you are adding strength to his tyranny and you are emboldening him to do it again tomorrow. Now, I want to say this to you. During the break, you may have heard that Barack Hussein Obama is actually praising the report of what's going on concerning the homosexuals in this country. Now, I don't know if you know what the story is as to what he's praising, but the bottom line is this. There's a city in Idaho which is taking a step, many opponents of homosexual marriage, which I've always told you, friends, feared would come. The homosexuals now want to force those with religious objections to perform same-sex marriages or risk facing prosecution for violating non-discrimination laws. The headline goes as follows. Idaho City to Christian pastors, perform same-sex weddings or face jail. Who's the victim here, friends? What have I been blowing from the rooftops over the last 12 years to those that have listened to us for the last 12 and 13 years? Look to Canada. This isn't a game. This isn't a joke. They mean to take away those that oppose the homosexual lifestyle at every step. This is an attack on Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. Do you understand what's going on? See, this is why they're attacking Article 1 and Article 2. Article 2 is the right to bear arms. See, if they can take away Article 2, you've lost everything. It doesn't matter because you've already lost Article 1, freedom of speech. Because now you have no way to enforce it or defend yourself in any sense of the word. But going back to my point, I told the American people over and over and over and over again what this is about. The American people have already allowed the radical homosexuals to assail their children in public schools through the National Education Association. They've already let it go. Do you think that within their minds, first of all, they're probably pretty surprised that the American people have stood down concerning the homosexual agenda. And most people are now coming to the realization that, wait a second, they're not the victims. They're the ones attacking all the time, and they're the ones perpetuating their crimes against we the people. Well, that's what I've been trying to tell you. Now they're talking about throwing pastors in jail in Idaho that will not perform same-sex marriages. And the city's coming behind them and saying, hey, listen, we'll throw you in jail if you don't do it. And on top of that, you have the President of the United States praising the stance that they're taking. Now, you tell me something, friends. What is it really about? It's about squashing all of those opponents that will not submit themselves to what at length? A new world order. And also pay attention to what's right behind it. Major corporations opening the door to Sharia law in the United States of America. And what have I always said, friends? Let me remind you. Right behind the gay radicals is nothing but Sharia law. And that's exactly what this president means to do, is upend your constitution to implement a foreign law to establish a one.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeals, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Interestingly enough, you know, I got to say this, to be fair, concerning the point. You know, you actually talk to the average homosexual, let's say. They're not about what the radicals are doing. But what's happening is the radicals are pulling all of them in to lump them into one lot. Because I don't believe that some of these homosexuals are beyond salvation. I don't believe that. I believe that there's many that are in that lifestyle right now that are called of the Lord, but they must respond. But people need to understand, when you're dealing with these sort of people, that, you know what, enough is enough. And again, going back to the radicals, friends, these people are pulling them all. They're dragging them over the hill into the pit that they are digging, unbeknownst to them. And again, the good news here is people on, you know, the side of this criminal administration are beginning to understand that, wait a second, he's taking it too far. No, he's taking it as far as I've always told you he was going to take it. As a matter of fact, he isn't done. And as long as the American people stand down, guess what's going to happen? He's going to continuously do it. And this is what we keep reiterating to the American people. Is this what America wants? No. Well, then America, is someone else supposed to stand up and fight your battles for you? Or are you supposed to do that like big boys and big girls? And I'm not being facetious. It gets a little frustrating. It gets to the point of enough is enough, America. I mean, it almost gets to the point, friends, where you get to the point where you just got to say you're almost ashamed what the American people will tolerate. This is not what was given unto us. This is not how we maintain our constitutional republic. And if we want to remain a free nation, then we have to fight the good fight of faith. There is no getting around it. It's just that simple.
And we've said it so many times over and over and over again. We think surely the American people will wake up because of this, or they'll wake up because of that, or this atrocity, or this thing that, you know, the next thing down the chute from this, you know, administration. But it seems as though people more slumber and sleep than they wake up and fight for their liberties. It's like, oh, well, I'm just too busy, or I've got this going on. Listen, you need to make time for the future of your children to preserve this country, not only for them, but for their children's children, just as our founding forefathers did for us.
Well, that's in the United States Constitution preamble. It was for their posterity.
Yep.
And how many generations later, friends, we just happen to be their posterity. We have the longest standing constitution in modern history. And what are we doing with that? We're acting like freedom is free or something here, friends. Now, jumping topics, I want to talk about the abortion industry, because we know that this administration has actually advocated the murder of the innocent in the womb over 200 and some odd times. As a matter of fact, he even went so far as to actually, well, vote in favor two times to make sure that there was a second doctor inside of the abortion clinic to make sure that if the baby came out alive, well, he wanted to make sure that that second doctor would be in there to make sure that the baby was snuffed out. Now, it wasn't too long ago, I was in Atlanta there in Georgia, and we had a friend, who's becoming a friend, I should say, but we actually were subjected to a woman named Abby Johnson, who used to work for Planned Parenthood. And we sat there for an hour. And what she shared with us was so important to us that I wanted to get her on the radio with us. And so, friends, we have Abby Johnson right now, who formerly worked at the Planned Parenthood, who is now doing her best, and she is, by the way, actually pulling the cloak of covering from off of these people to show you and to expose them for who they really are. So how are you, Abby? Welcome to the Sun to Liberty.
I'm doing great. Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, well, we appreciate having you on. I was just in Atlanta a couple weeks ago, and when I was there, you just happened to pop up. And I was out there doing some house meetings and some other things, and I was invited to go see you. And once I got there, I just wasn't sure what to expect. But once you started to talk, I just thought, you know what? This is the kindred spirit, and this is what it takes. And again, here we have another, and this is not demeaning. This is a compliment, Abby. But here we have a woman standing up, as I see this across America, it's the women standing up and doing this stuff, and for the most part it's happening because the church isn't doing its job, and the men for the most part are being entertained by watching a bunch of men with grown tights fighting over a pig ball. And while 4,000 babies a day are being murdered, here we have Abby Johnson standing up and rebuking the church, and I praise God for everything I heard, and I wanted you to know that.
Well, thank you. I mean, I tell people, I've been told by people that have heard my talk, you're scolding the church too much, you're being too hard on the church. And I'm just like, listen, you got almost 3,500 babies dying every day, almost 70% of them coming from the pews of our churches. It's about time that somebody scolds the church.
Amen.
Because clearly nobody's been doing it, and this has been going on for too long. I mean, I tell people, I remember women sitting in our waiting room reading their Bibles before they went back to get their abortion procedure. I remember women asking us if we would pray with them before the abortion procedure started. I mean, guys, this is on the Christian church.
That's right.
The fact that we have 3,500 abortions every day in this country, 1.2 million a year, this is on the Christian church, period. It's not on the atheists. It's not on anybody else. It's not on the Democrats.
That's right.
We can blame whoever we want. But you know what's really on? It's on the people of faith.
That's right. I wanted to throw this at you because even when you were talking in Atlanta about that, this is the thought that came to my mind. I spent some time with D. James Kennedy. He passed away. He was the head of Coral Ridge Ministries out of Florida. And interestingly enough, that 60-year-old faithful man of God used to point his finger at the camera. He would preach to the world literally, Abby. on a 7-day-a-week basis, 365 days a year. By the way, he's been gone for 7 or 8 years now, and he's still preaching to the world. What a testimony. But in saying that, he used to point his finger at the camera, and he would say, 4,000 babies a day are being murdered in the womb while over 300,000 pulpits remain silent. The greatest advocate to the abortion industry, hands down, no question about it, is the professed church. And I also want to say this. Correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. Those that love the truth, they have ears to hear, and they're going to stand on the side of those that are reproving the church in the first place. And one more point. You know, I've heard people say to me, Bradley, you know, you got to quit beating the sheep. Really? Wait a second. Because I remember rightly, Jesus used to separate the sheep from the goat. And if they're really the sheep, they know that Jesus chastises those that he loves. So if he's chastising us for the purpose that we might be partakers of his holiness, as it says in Hebrews 12 and Revelation 3, hey, I don't like it, but I don't have any problem with it. And if my daddy and my big brother want to spank me because I'm doing something wrong and they want me to learn something, you know what? Then I'm all about it. And it was King David that said, in your faithfulness thou hast afflicted me, that I might learn thy statutes. And the problem with the professed church in America is a good portion of them just aren't the church. And keep in mind, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ. So you're on the right side of the fence, my friend. No question about it.
Well, thanks. I tell people I didn't become pro-life to get popular.
Amen.
You know, I became pro-life to save these babies and help these moms. And you know, if you're going to ruffle some feathers along the way, and I'm perfectly okay with that.
Yeah, and you know, Abby, I just recently finished a book called For the Children, exposing the whole abortion industry and Planned Parenthood and all the babies that are being murdered, and showing a lot of pictures. Because, you know, in our experience of doing high school assembly programs is most young people are told, well, it's just a fetus. It's just a blob of tissue. And to me, when I hear the word fetus, I think alien. It doesn't even sound like it's human. So a lot of times these young people, they have no idea what abortion truly is until they see a picture for themselves. And of course, the picture stirs up a stir with people because they don't like seeing the truth. But the fact of the matter is, I thought we were in the business of educating. If people are going to be making a choice, they need to know what kind of choice it is that they're making. And going back to something that you were saying earlier, John Adams said, the church is the moral compass of society. As goes the church, so goes the world. You know, we just were doing an event here this past week, and I was talking to a woman who said that she had a sister or a sister-in-law or someone related to her who was a Christian but pro-abortion. Now, how can you be a Christian and pro-abortion? Obviously, you cannot be. And when you look at some of the scenarios, she was saying that she had a lady come in because she was a nurse who wanted to have children. And she said, you know, going down the list of questionnaires that they have for people, she said, well, have you had any abortions? And she said, 7. No regret on her face, no nothing, just, well, you know, I've had 7 abortions, but now I want children. And we have to understand what it truly is and get this word out there. And you're right, it lies at the feet of the church, right at the pulpits that remain silent, who know what they do. They know that it's wrong, but they choose to stick with the fluffy topics because they want church attendance, they need their tithe, they don't want to offend anyone. Listen, Jesus came on the earth, came not to bring peace, but a sword, separating the sheep from the goats. And your message is so important out there, especially to educate young people as to what's really going on out there. Tell us more about your experience working with Planned Parenthood, Abby.
Yeah, you know, I worked there for 8 years. I ran a Planned Parenthood abortion facility. You know, I got into it as a college kid. I didn't know anything about Planned Parenthood. You know, I grew up pro-life. I remember in high school saying that I was a pro-life person, but my family and I, we didn't sit around and talk about abortion at the dinner table. You know, it just wasn't something that really came up. I didn't grow up around abortion facilities, or there wasn't one anywhere near us, actually, where I grew up. And so it was just kind of something that you said in passing, oh, I'm pro-life, or oh, I'm against abortion. But when I got to college, I met a woman that was recruiting college students to volunteer with Planned Parenthood. And I tell people this, wherever vulnerable women are, so is Planned Parenthood.
Yep.
And they are on college campuses. They are trying to get into every single college campus across the country, including Christian universities, private universities. They're trying to get their fingers into those institutions because they know that that's where they can get volunteers and that's where they can get their clients. And And, I just, not knowing anything about them, they started telling me about the service that they provided and how they were there to help low-income women. And, I just thought, man, that sounds really great. And they told me that they did provide abortion, but it was just a little teeny part of what they did.
Yeah.
And that, it was just because if it wasn't a safe option, then women would be dying from these illegal abortions. And, I didn't have a rebuttal.
Abby, I got to take a quick break. Can I pull you over on the other side of this next break?
Yeah.
Folks, I got Abby Johnson, Bradley, and Stephanie, sonsofliberty.com. Be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rick Godley, host of Ground Rules from the Playbook on ESPN 97.7 Radio in Ruston, Louisiana, with words of encouragement for the Sons of Liberty Radio Network. As they stand not only firm in the faith once delivered to the saints, but they're taking Jesus at his word and storming the gates of hell to set other captives free. Remember, when the Messiah returns, he's looking for a certain kind of faith. Read Luke 18:8 yourself and believe what you read. Don't read what you believe.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-845-4191. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-845-4191. That's 1-800-845-4191. Call 1-800-845-4191.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, we have Abby Johnson. Abby, can you kind of share with people as to, well, how they can get a hold of you and what your websites may be? And any other information you want to throw out there, go ahead and go
for it. You can finish telling us your story.
Yes.
Yeah, they can get a hold of me at my website is Abby Johnson, ABBYJohnson.org. There's a contact link. They can email me. The ministry I run for abortion clinic workers is called And Then There Were None. They can get information about that at abortionworker.com. And yeah, just to kind of finish up about, that being in college, this is one thing I really encourage parents. Like I hear parents tell me, oh, but my kids are too young. They're, they're only 12 and 13. Listen, we did abortions on girls that were 10.
Oh.
parents need to be the people that are first talking to their kids about these issues.
Yep.
Because if you aren't talking to them, someone else will be.
That's right.
And you may not want the messages that they have, you know, influencing your children. And so I really encourage parents to talk to your kids about this. It's weird. It's nerve-wracking. It may make you feel uncomfortable, but it's worth it. And so I really encourage parents to do that.
Well, it's interesting. If you don't tell them, someone else is going to tell them.
Yeah.
Yep.
And there we have it. You know, it's interesting. We've done 350 high schools, public high schools, 348, and we do colleges, tea parties, the whole shebang. And interestingly enough, do you know that out of all of the high schools that we've done, we had one girl out of 350 high schools, Abby, one girl come up to me and she said to me, you know, I have a problem with the topic of abortion. And I looked at her and I said, well, it was a good thing your mom didn't. It was the only student ever to come up to me. Other schools where we were actually showing them pictures of infanticide, the only people that got mad at us were those that were advocating abortion. The students would sit there and they would cry and they would say, I didn't know that this was what this was all about. Now, it's interesting. They advocate the murder of the innocent in the womb, but they don't want them to see pictures. What kind of a mindset are we dealing with inside of Planned Parenthood?
Well, because they want people to think that abortion is a loving option. And in fact, that's really what we changed our talking points to back in 2008. Because, you know, so many women, 60% of women having abortions, they already have children at home. So they've seen ultrasounds, they've had babies, they know what's going on. Every woman that walked into my office said that she was pregnant with a baby. They never called it a fetus.
Yep.
They know it's a baby, they know it's a human. But our society, and primarily because of Planned Parenthood and their messaging, they have convinced these women that having an abortion is a compassionate option, that it's the best thing to do for your unborn child if you're not going to bring your child up in the most ideal environment. And that's something that, you know, we've got a lot of people that are misleading these women. And believe it or not, it's pretty easy to talk a vulnerable, scared woman into having an abortion and promising her that this is going to fix the biggest problem of her life.
The biggest problem. The biggest problem, Abby.
Yep.
Those are the selling points. The biggest problem, the innocent baby in the womb. I mean, folks, just think about that. I mean, then we think about Margaret Sanger. We can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree due to the fact that she said one of the most merciful things that you can do to one of your own family members, infant family members, is actually to kill it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what was it back in the 30s, the 20s and the 30s that the American people didn't get? And what's interesting about these people, Abby, is the fact that they think they're playing games when in fact they're not at all.
No, they're not. And I mean, listen, there's a lot of organizations, like look at Volkswagen, right? That Hitler had a hand in Volkswagen. But can you imagine every year if Volkswagen was giving out like their top honored award in the name of Adolf Hitler? That would be ludicrous.
That's
It'd be
right.
All over the pages. Nobody shop at Volkswagen anymore. But the fact that Planned Parenthood continues to celebrate their racist roots, they continue to celebrate their eugenics roots by giving out awards in Margaret Sanger's name every year, naming health centers after her. I mean, that is despicable.
Yeah.
And it's something we should hear an outcry from the African-American population, from the minority population.
That's right.
But by and large, they're silent.
That's
on
right.
This issue. And it is them that are being targeted over and over again by abortion. We see in the state of Mississippi, 72% of African-American pregnancies end in abortion. You know, where is the voice? Where is the minority voice on this issue?
You know, that's what one of the things that we reiterate here on the radio show is the fact that you think all these people support Barack Hussein Obama. Do you think that the people don't realize that he's the greatest advocate to Planned Parenthood that we've ever had in this country? And the fact of the matter is he's targeting Hispanics and he's targeting the black populations. Do you think they don't know that? I mean, I understand the entitlement attitude. You know what? I'll pay you to shut your mouth, especially if you don't have it.
Yeah.
Especially coming from a welfare lifestyle the way that I did when I was a little kid. I get what they're doing and how they're doing it. They're making a prey out of the poor is really what they're doing. But so, it doesn't surprise me. Now, that's one of the things I wanted to extract or derive from you before the end of the show. We got about 3 minutes left. You were talking about how you were actually awarded by Planned Parenthood for the salesperson of the year. Can you share with our listeners how that transpired, as well as who was there at the front table with you? Because I think some of the people need to have their eyes open concerning, well, guess who was there, friends, because that surprised me a little bit.
Yeah, Planned Parenthood has abortion quotas that they have to meet every year, and we had met and exceeded the abortion quotas consistently every year at my facility, and so I was awarded their Employee of the Year award, which basically just translates to being the best salesperson. And that year, I got to sit at the head table with the person that was receiving the Margaret Sanger Circle Award, and that person was Hillary Clinton. And, you know, this past year, they awarded Nancy Pelosi the Margaret Sanger Circle Award. We see, you know, them continuing to honor these women, almost always women, who support abortion, who support Planned Parenthood, not just support abortion, but in many ways push abortion.
Yep.
And, you know, with Nancy Pelosi, look, trying to tie in her religion to the fact that she's pro-abortion, and give me a break. And that's who they're awarding.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at abortion, even going back to, there's a few things I want to say here in the short amount of time, but going back to even the abortion procedures and what they are, literally these abortion procedures literally rip a baby from limb to limb. There's the saline, you know, salt poisoning, saline injection abortion. There's the dilation and evacuation abortion. There's the suction aspiration. All these different procedures. I mean, if you would think about a baby that you would just see in the natural, a mother holding a baby, and just imagine ripping that baby limb from limb.
Yeah.
Or sucking out, you know, the back of its brains and then having where its skull collapses. If you think about an innocent baby being going through something like that, being out of the womb, there would be an uproar and an outrage among the people. And then you think about this is going on thousands of times a day, and most people don't even give it a second thought. We need to absolutely wake up. And going back directly to Barack Obama, he said, if there's one thing the past few years has shown, it's that Planned Parenthood is not going anywhere, he said. It's not going anywhere today. It's not going anywhere tomorrow. As long as we've got a fight to make sure women have access to quality, affordable health care, which is the big lie, and as long as we've got to fight to protect women's rights, they would never say we protect a woman's right to choose to rip her baby limb from limb. That would not be what we would say. Or to make her own choice about her own health is what he said. I want you to know that you've got also a president who's going to be right there with you fighting every step of the way. And when we go and look at this administration, we look at the advocacy for Planned Parenthood and for abortion more than any other president that we've ever had in all-time history, we as the church have a job to do. We should be standing up and fighting this. We should be crying this from the pulpits. If you could say there's one thing that you wanted to leave our listeners with, Abby, what would you tell them? What is the best thing that they can do to get involved to help stop abortion?
Look, you've got to find your place in this pro-life movement. There is a place for every single person. God says we've got to be his hands and feet, and I don't think there's anything out there that's plaguing our country right now that hurts the heart of God more than abortion.
No.
And, you know, we've got to get out there. We've got to find our place, whether it's on the legislative angle, whether you're lobbying at the Capitol. Maybe you go outside and pray outside of an abortion clinic. You bring hope and you bring peace to a place where there is none. You bring Christ out to the sidewalks where he is not present. You know, maybe it is volunteering at a pregnancy resource center and helping women who are in crisis. I don't know what it is, but I know that every single person has a place in this movement. And if there were, you know, if there was a clinic out there that started killing four-year-olds, there would be an uprising in this country. There would be thousands of people outside of that clinic every day. But because we can't see these children, because we can't see the torture that they go through, then we're quiet and we're silent. And like I said before, I think that starts right at the pulpit.
Yeah. Well, amen.
We appreciate what you're doing.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So
isn't it interesting, Abby, how many people say they love God? And we know that in Romans 5:5, it says, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost that's been given unto us. But we also go back and we see in Proverbs 6 that God says that he hates hands that shed innocent blood. And it's interesting how many professed Christians stand down when they should stand up. And it's like, wait a second, where's Christ? He's MIA in your life. And
I tell people, if you are complicit, if you are silent on abortion, then you might as well be complicit in the act of abortion.
That's exactly right.
It's enough. It's enough of the silence. It's enough of the apathy. It's time to stand up, and it's time to do the right thing.
Amen. One more time, how do people get a hold of you?
abbyjohnson.org, ABBYJohnson.org.
Amen. I appreciate you jumping online with us. Stephanie's going to pick up the phone really quick. Abby, again, thank you very much. Folks,
thank
you.
Yep,
thank you. Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.